Hello. Before we get underway with one of the most exciting chart shows so far, I just wanted to remind you that we rely on your support to keep this show on the road. So if you like what we do, please sign up to become a Folk on Foot member. There are great rewards. Or if you don't want to make a regular commitment, just buy us a coffee. You can do either at folkonfoot.com/support us. And if you love nature and the outdoors, I'd also like to introduce you to another of my favourite podcasts. It takes us for a walk in the gorgeous surroundings of the Ashdown Forest. Have a listen.
When nature feels far away, the Ashdown Forest podcast can transport you to a special landscape and the conversations it inspires. I'm Eka Morgan, and in the podcast we're joined by well-known figures in the world of wildlife, all recorded outdoors, in the woods and on the heath.
And I'm Tom Forward, a wildlife guide and outdoor educator. In each episode, I lead listeners on a dawn and dusk walk in search of the highlights of the season. Search for Ashdown Forest on podcast platforms.
Well, this is a bumper month for the official Folk Albums chart show, with no fewer than 18 new entries and a new number one. My guests this month are Grace Petrie, talking about the inspiration behind her album Build Something Better, and Sam Lee on how his love of the natural world inspired Song Dreaming, his album. There's also music from Sirius Sam Barrett, Martin Carthy, Cara Dillon, Amelia Coburn and John Smith. But let's get things underway with a rousing call to arms from Joe Solo.
When it's screwed a man, he wed a few, there has to be a better way. When his nurse is in the food bank queue, there has to be a better way. When your wage is gone, just paying the bills, there has to be a better way. But the richer getting richer still, there has to be a better way. There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way than this. There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way than this. When it's politicians fuel the hate,
there has to be a better way.
When your brains are trained to take the bait,
there has to be a better way.
When it's empty pockets, empty shelves,
there has to be a better way.
When we're turning us against ourselves, there has to be a better way. 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 There has to be a better way than this.
When we're letting people drown at sea,
there has to be a better way.
From a civilized democracy,
there has to be a better way.
Debate, opinion, hide the facts.
There has to be a better way.
With all that crunch, you better watch your back.
There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way than this. When all that's left is you and me,
there has to be a better way.
And the lessons learned from history,
there has to be a better way.
If changes ever came to pass,
there has to be a better way.
It's 'cause we stood united as a class.
There has to be a better way.
There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way than this. There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way than this. There has to be a better way. There has to be a better way than this.
So raise
raise your arm into the air and clench your fingers till they form a fist.
Joe Solo and the Commoners Choir speaking for many. That track, A Better Way, is from his album Sledgehammer Songs, a new entry in the chart at 32. Well, if you're feeling despondent or angry or agitated now, we have the antidote from the Otley troubadour Serious Sam Barrett. His album, recorded at the Backer Pipes Folk Club in Keighley, prescribes a drop of the morning dew.
Said you don't look any different from how I remember you then. She said, and I'll tell you a secret, and I swear my words are true. You can live forever from a drop of the morning dew. A drop of the morning dew. A drop of the morning dew. You can live forever.
First chart countdown, new at 40 is Anna Massey with Two Down. At 39, The Unthanks and Sorrows Away. At 38, Thea Gilmore's eponymous album. At 37, Serum from Oxen. At 36, The Levellers Collective and Together All the Way. At 35, John Francis Flynn encouraging us to look over the wall, see the sky. At 34, Angeline Morrison's The Sorrow Songs. At 33, This Is The Kit and Careful of Your Keepers. At 32, Joe Solo's Sledgehammer Songs is a new entry, as is Olivia Cheney's Circus of Desire at 31. But now we leap up the chart and back in time to celebrate the re-release of Martin Carthy's debut album from 1965. That is new at 22, and what better track could we have chosen than Scarborough Fair?
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. For once she was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Without no seam nor a needle. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Between the salt water and the sea strand. And then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to plough it with a lamb's horn. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. And to sow it all o'er with one peppercorn. And then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it with a sickle. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. And to thresh it all out with a bunch of heather. And then she'll be a true love of mine. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. For once she was a true love of mine.
Back at the chart at 30, a new entry for Jack Francis with Early Retirement. At 29, Blackmore's Night and the 25th anniversary edition of Shadow of the Moon. At 28, Lisa O'Neill says all of this is chance. At 27, new from Sirius Sam Barrett, A Drop of the Morning Dew. At 26, Skerivore and Tempest. At 25, Billy Martin's Drop Cherries. At 24, various artists recalling the heyday of the Soho Club Les Cousins. At 23, Taper and the Pilgrim, their God and the King of My Decrepit Mountain. At 22, flashing back to 1965, Martin Carthy's re-released debut album is a new entry. And at 21, The Longest Johns are on A Voyage. But now let me tell you about the new episode of Folk on Foot, which is coming out on Friday, April the 19th. It features two of England's best-loved folk musicians, Jackie Oates and John Spires, walking, talking and playing on the Thames Path at Wallingford in Oxfordshire. Our conversation ranges far and wide across Jackie's folk-style wedding, her love of sadness in song, and her use of music as therapy for people at the end of their lives. And of course, there are beautiful songs and tunes. Here's a taster.
Folk music. It's pure and it's raw and unadulterated. Something about raw emotions, the human condition that goes beyond language and words. It's kind of really heartfelt.
That's Jackie Oates with John Spires on the Thames Path at Wallingford, the new episode of Folk on Foot, coming your way on Friday, April the 19th. Follow us or subscribe in your podcast app so you don't miss it. Well, back at the chart, we have a glorious new entry from our old friend Cara Dillon. Her album, Coming Home, is the first to feature all original material, and it blends song and spoken word to create a compelling series of reflections on her family, her childhood, and the area of County Derry where she grew up. Here's a beautiful example of the quality of the album, Giving.
Into me, give anything but give. A hand-tied bunch from the garden, a stone smoothed by the love of a hand, sea glass of blue and green, sharp edges gone now by the shape-shifting sand. Give anything but give. Feathers found in the forest, cross made of rushes, a stick, weathered, not broken. Give anything but give. A penny from your pocket, hair for the locket, a book dog-eared and tired that might just hold a mystery unfolded. And all the while, side by side, heart, what will I do? For now we're coming
Dylan is new at 18 in the chart with Coming Home. That track was called Giving. Well, let's get the latest gig and album news now from Lucy Shields of the Folk Forecast. Nice to see you, Lucy. Lots going on?
Yes, things are getting busy as the weather gets a bit warmer. So we've got Singing with Nightingales, which is always a joy each year. So they've got lots of those events going on in Sussex and Gloucestershire. So anyone who's seen the episode of the podcast with Sam Lee, Singing with Nightingales, this is a chance for you to experience it yourself. And that's running all through April and May.
And don't forget to book up for that if you can. But if you can't, listen to the episode, because it really evokes that experience of going into the wood in the middle of the night with Sam Lee and hearing the birds sing and then hearing Sam sing with the bird. It's absolutely transcendent.
Yes, definitely. Great to have that opportunity to access it wherever you are. Then also, we're getting into lots of festivals in the next few weeks as well. So we've got Edinburgh Traditional Flute and Whistle Weekend. That's from the 19th to the 21st of April. We've got lots of workshops, a session, a concert with Callum Stewart, and lots more. So that looks really great. Oxford Folk Festival, that's a bit of a new thing that started up. So Folk Weekend Oxford was formerly the festival that they had in Oxford. That's come to an end, but there's a new team of organisers who is starting up this new festival. So Eliza Carthy's going to be playing at Northwall Arts Centre. There's going to be Kaylee's, Morris Dancing and everything. So it's really great to support that new initiative for the festival. Another new thing, Whitchurch Folk Festival. That's on the 11th of May. So that was an idea of John Wilkes and Paul Sartin. Obviously, we've really sadly lost Paul in 2022, but the festival is going ahead. So it's a lovely tribute to his memory as well. So that's in Whitchurch in Hampshire. They've got an amazing lineup. Jackie Oates Trio, Nick Hart and Tom Moore, Magpie Lane, Sam Sweeney and Lewis Campbell, Frankie Archer, James Dillard and Saul Rose, Ellie Gowers, absolutely loads coming up. And Patakas as well, which is Paul's sons in a duo as well. So, and loads more Kaylees and activities for the kids. So that's going to be a wonderful day out if you live anywhere near Hampshire.
Sounds brilliant.
I wish I lived nearer. Too far from Newcastle. But also in May, we've got lots more festivals. So wherever you live, there should be some near you. So we've got Edinburgh Trad Fest, Bristol Folk Festival, Todmorden, Upton-upon-Severn, Homefirth, Chester, Chippenham, Fishguard, Fire in the Mountain over in Wales, Shetland Folk Festival and Orkney Folk Festival and loads more. So I can't go through them all, but I'd recommend checking out ukfolkfestivals.co.uk because you can see absolutely loads of them listed on there.
What about other Folk on Foot artists are on tour?
There are, yes. So Cara Dillon, Faye Heald is doing her first solo tour, surprisingly. You'd think she would have done a solo tour before now, but it's her first time on her own. Kareen Polwart, Chris Drever, Martin Simpson, Olivia Cheney and Marlon Lewis. They're all heading out very soon.
Great. Well, what about online stuff? Is there anything we can catch up with there?
Indeed, yes. Still quite a lot to look out for. So Monday Folk Singers, That's an online singing group run by the English Folk Dance and Song Society. They've got a new term starting on the 15th of April, and it's going to be run by Jess Arrowsmith, who you might know from Melrose Quartet and various other things. Rachel McShane is doing online fiddle classes starting from the 15th of April as well, so more chances to learn online. We've got lots of gigs from Roslyn Court in Margate, so they live stream the first half of their gigs and it's pay as you feel. They've got Bella Gaffney, Jennifer Reed from The Gallows Pole, Janice Burns and John Doran, and lots more. And then live to Living Room, we've got Christina Alden and Alex Patterson, Finlay Napier, Faye Heald, Granny's Attic, and then John Doran and the Northern Assembly. John Doran everywhere.
You just can't, basically, you've got to give up working, you've got to give up looking after your kids, you've got to basically just go to a folk gig in the next month, haven't you? Any album releases that we also ought to be saving up for?
Yes, so 5th of April, we've just had Ben Nichols has released an album called Duets. So you might remember him from the episode of Folk on Foot when you went on a sailing on a boat.
Yeah, tall ship. We were on a tall ship in Foy Harbour with Seth Lakeman, John Bowden, Emily Portman, Jack Rutter, and Ben Nichols on the bass. He's a great bass player, but he's got some amazing guests on this album, hasn't he?
He has indeed. So it seems like he's played on everyone else's album. So now they've all got to repay him by coming on his album. So he's got Cara Dillon, Sam Lakeman, Seth Lakeman, Chris Drever, Faye Heald, Tim Erickson, John Smith, Martin Simpson, Sam Sweeney, John Bowden, Patsy Reed, and more.
And Uncle Tom Cobley and all.
Absolutely everyone on that album. And they also made a film for each track as well. So they've got a wonderful little film to go with each track, which is really interesting. Then we've got 12th of April, Martin Simpson is releasing Sky Dancers. He's got some original songs on there, as well as some 18th century broadside ballads and reworkings of songs by some of his folk heroes as well. So Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Woody Guthrie, and lots more. And also the title track was commissioned by the TV presenter Chris Packham, and it's all about highlighting the plight of the endangered hen harriers as well. So that's really,
I can tell you that Folk on Foot played a little role in the video for the title track, because when we were doing the big walk, Martin came to play in a pub in Ascot, and Ballet Folk sent a ballet dancer to dance with Martin's Sky Dancers track. And he loved it so much that he invited her to his set at Folk East. And then he worked with that ballet dancer from Ballet Folk to make the video for Sky Dancers. So look out for that online.
Really interesting to make that connection. Yeah, I'm going to look out for that. Then at the end of April, we've got Heroes by Banter. So that's their fourth studio album. They've got a newly expanded lineup with Nina Zeller, Simon Kerr, Tim Walker and Mark Jolly. And they've been looking at some traditional repertoire as well as some by their songwriting heroes and lots of rousing tunes as well. So that's a great one to look out for. And then finally, at the start of May, the 3rd of May, we've got Malin Lewis, Hella Klein, which began as a commission for Celtic Connections. Obviously, Marlon's been on Folk on Foot really recently as well.
Yeah, so if you want to get a taste of this album, then you can hear them walking and talking with me on this tiny island off the coast of Scotland called Éilean Seonar, where they grew up and spent their idyllic childhood splashing on the white sand beaches. And they're a wonderful, wonderful pipe player. I'm so looking forward to hearing this album. Did they explain what Hella Klein means?
Yes, so it's a layer of water that forms between salt water and fresh water when there's a change in the salinity between them. So you can find it in oceans, caves, estuaries, and it's sort of something that Malin thought of, because it's like a floating between two worlds. And with Malin identifying as trans, that's a way of kind of visualizing that, really, of being between those two worlds.
Wonderful, Lucy. So much to look forward to, whether it's live or recorded. And great to have all those details from you, as always. We'll see you next month.
Thank you. See you later.
Bathe in the billows where the waters surge. You'll be waiting by my side in the morning. Wade through the swells if Corinth wave salute. You'll be waiting by my side when he comes. But we'll try. can't stretch. You'll be waiting by my side in the morning. Sail in the gloaming as a breeze rocks the boats. You'll be waiting by my side when he comes. But we slips from his lips, he sinking ships when the tide rolls in. No lamp lights all passers by. Key turns twice, waiting for the morning to arrive. Rest on a ripple that ruffles to shore. You'll be waiting by my side in the morning. Stand on the sand track by the undertow. You'll be waiting by my side when he comes. But we
a new entry at 15 is the debut album from the Teesside singer and songwriter Amelia Coburn. It's called Between the Moon and the Milkman, which is apparently a reference to the mysterious twilight hours when everything is quiet and still. More from the chart. At 20, the Tumbling Paddies present The Journey So Far live. At 19, a new entry from Oisin Leach, Cold Sea. At 18, Cara Dillon's Coming Home is new. At 17, another new entry, The Hanging Stars and On a Golden Shore. At 16, Bryn Terfel's Sea Songs. At 15, Between the Moon and the Milkman, new from Amelia Coburn. At 14, Lancome and False Lancome. At 13, another new entry, a treasure trove of demos from the late great Lindisfarne songwriter Alan Hull called Singing a Song in the Morning Light. At 12, Johnny Flynn and Robert McFarlane with The Moon Also Rises. And at 11, Fisherman's Friends say All Aboard. Well, as we head into the top 10, there are still an amazing 7 new entries to come, plus my interviews with Grace Petrie and Sam Lee, and that new number 1. At 10, a new entry from Ferris and Sylvester, Otherness.
You're giving me a headache. Why are you doing this to me? You're making such a mess, babe. This don't feel like love to me. You're giving me a headache. As heavy as it's ever been. Don't take it up to bed, babe. This don't feel like love to me.
At 9, the Mary Wallopers self-titled album.
Oh, what would you do if you married a soldier? What would I do while I follow his gun? What would you do if he died in the ocean? What would I do while I marry again? The praises are dug and the herons are roasting. Kitty La Jehovah close by the wall. How would you like to marry a soldier? Kitty La Jehovah close by the wall.
And then at 8, another new entry. This time from one of our favourite guitarists and songwriters, John Smith. Last week I went to his tremendous gig at the Union Chapel in London. He got a rapturous response from the crowd, and it was almost a religious experience, especially when he headed up into the pulpit to sing one of the songs. His album is called The Living Kind, and this is the title track.
Get up, get dressed, and face the day. What do you know? what do you say? Hide it all behind the fear, taking it slow, counting the years. I don't feel like running out of time. The night just falls behind, yeah. Someone to find me head toward the light, yeah. Someone to find me always on my mind. You know I'm the living kind. Thinking on mistakes I made and sliding away, I'm watching them fade, finally dreaming of a plan. Do what you must, do what you can. I don't feel like running out of time. The night turns into days, yeah. Someone to find me out of my own way, yeah. Someone.
John Smith and his furry and feathered friends are new at number 8 with The Living Kind. At 7, another new entry, and this comes from someone else who's been an inspiration for Folk on Foot, Sam Lee. I called him up on his current tour to ask more about his alluring new album, Song Dreaming.
Song Dreaming's a record really about our collective and ancient but also modern relationship to the natural world, particularly the British Isles, but, you know, looking beyond to the ecological situation we're in and how our ancient folk songs that I've loved singing carry such wisdom and insight, but also the opportunity to be reimagined, to speak to very contemporary experiences of what's going on in the land around us.
And you start with Bushes and Briars, which I suppose is a tribute to the bird that you're most associated with, the nightingale.
Yeah, indeed. So borrowing the famous folk song from Essex, collected by Vaughan Williams, I've reimagined what an end of a relationship might be between humans and the nightingale as a species, but particularly aware that they are on their way out in this country. I may hear the last one in my lifetime. And this is essentially an ode to a bird in a way that, you know, none of the maybe previous poets might have ever imagined that an immortal song actually is desperately mortal and ailing.
So there's a sadness underlying some of these songs and a concern and a worry about the future, isn't there?
There is indeed, but there's also great opportunities, and it's not a somber album, it's full of hope. And for me, the greatest potential in the work of re-engaging ourselves and re-naturizing ourselves, rewilding ourselves as a nation, as a world, is by falling back in love with nature. So there are lots of love songs in here. Love songs for that sense of what it means to be in a place of desire and longing and adoration of a species, a landscape, somewhere special, somewhere we know, somewhere green and beautiful.
I think a couple of the songs came from that wonderful film, The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry, which was absolutely so perfect for folk on foot. When I was read the book, first of all, and then I watched the film, and then I was amazed that you turned up there with some beautiful songs. Did you write the song specifically for the film?
Well, I did, actually. The album sort of started off as the director, Hetty MacDonald, saying, Sam, your last album, Old Wow, was the inspirer for the film, and I'd like you to do the soundtrack. It didn't quite work out that way in the end, but she said, just write lots of songs and we'll see what we can do. And it's a film that's about so much about healing and purging and kind of restoration through pilgrimage, through walking. And that's something I do as a practice a lot, you know, with you, like you, Matthew. I'm aware of the deep power of what walking can do spiritually and also politically too. So to write these songs was a great joy because I could access so many different subjects and stories, and the film did kind of provide in many ways, inspire.
And you're working with Bernard Butler again, who worked with you on Old Wow. How does that relationship work in practice? Do you throw ideas around in the studio? Do you prepare a lot beforehand? How does it work?
With Bernard, a lot of the songs are written. What he does do is come in and talk about arrangement and sound. And of course, he was very involved in playing this time round. There's a lot of electric guitar, and he's very present in that respect. Not in always such a rocky way. There's sometimes he let rips. In terms of creating the sound world and the texture and the arrangements, and you know, he did a formidable job and took a lot of songs that were kind of recorded for the film but not kind of finished pieces, and then reimagining the ones that didn't get used into the new songs that they to be. So he was sort of midwife and surgeon all at the same time.
Sam, we could talk all day there, as ever, but we have to move on. So I want to play a video, a lovely video that you shot of Meeting is a Pleasant Place. And I think this is a really good example of the way you've taken songs and remoulded them for the album. Can you tell us about that song and the other people who appear on it as well?
Oh, indeed. Well, the guest voices are trans voices who are a gender non-binary choir based in around the Southeast. Wonderful collective of singers. And the song really is a kind of, it is the song of the album. It's the sort of centerpiece. It's about what song dreaming is as an idea, this of how we as a songful species, as we always have been, use our music to connect in, to bind community, but bind our relationship with nature, and also how songs are maps, and they are their pathways and their imaginational routes through time as well as space. So I borrowed a gypsy verse from Rebecca Penfold in Devon, a song I've known for many years, this strange, curious line that opens the song, and then written into it a sort of an invocation for walking and singing and being in that place of awe and wonder and liminal spectacle that we can do when we open our voices and hearts.
It's absolute joy to talk to you, as always, Sam. Congratulations on a magnificent album. Here is Meeting is a Pleasant Place.
Meeting is a pleasant place between my love and I. I'll go down to yonder's valley. It is there I will sit and sing. I'll sit and sing for you, my love,
from morning, noon till night. And from morning, noon till night, my love, it is there I will sit and sing. Circles round our lives. Put your arms round me. Measure England's miles with me, oh friend. Our walk is our release. For meeting is a pleasant place between my love and I. I go down to yonder's valley. It is there I will sit and sing. Scores foresee from your mountains down to your sea. Song dreaming opens wonder paths, enchants your melody. For meeting is a pleasant place between my love and I. Yonder's valley, it is there I will sit and sing. I'll sit and sing for you, my love, from morning noon till night. And from morning noon till night, my love, it is there I will sit and sing. On your face, the wind blow from behind, the ground be soft in her embrace, and all you meet be kind. Meeting is a pleasant place between my love and I. From morning, noon till night, and from morning, noon till night, my love, it is there I will sit and sing.
Sam Lee and Trans Voices with Meeting is a Pleasant Place, a track from Sam's album Song Dreaming, which is new at 7 in this month's chart. At 6, we have The Pendulum Swing from Catherine Priddy.
And you know me, a little prone to swing low, but I'm managing. It's easy to forget things when you're traveling, but I still think of you from time to time. Guess a bit of you's left behind.
At 5, Irish rock and roll from the Merry Wallopers.
Well, don't blame the idler who sits on the corner, sits on a corner, a cup in their hand. But blame the idler who owns the apartments built by his cronies on ex-public lands. Don't blame the idler who does the odd mixer, does the odd mixer while drawing the dole. Blame the landlord His car's like a Concorde, and he's charging fierce rent for a string of shitholes.
At four, a new entry from the British Americana band, Wandering Hearts. Their album is called Mother.
How do I let you go?
At three, another new entry from the singer-songwriter John Branwell. His album, The Light Fantastic, is based on his dreams following the deaths of both of his parents. Here's a taste of a track called A World Full of Flowers.
I wanna run where the river flows. I wanna get where no one knows my name anymore. Go sailing by. Wanna run where the sunset breaks. Make beauty for its own sake. See a world full of flowers. Go sailing by. See a world full of flowers. Go sailing by.
John Branwell is new at three. At two, a new entry from Watford's The Staves, now just two sisters after Emily stepped back to focus on motherhood. Jessica and Camilla's album is called All Now. So finally, we reach the new number one. It's the powerful new album, Build Something Better, from our friend Grace Petrie. I called her up to break the news. So Grace, wonderful to have you on the show, and I'm delighted to be able to tell you that you are number one in the official folk albums chart.
Yes!
Oh, with that's Build amazing. Something Better.
Oh,
congratulations.
That is amazing news. Thank you very much. Oh, I mean, that's great.
The album's done incredibly well, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think, my last record, Connectivity, got to number two in the folk chart. I think we were just pipped to the post by Ferocious Dog, so that's really lovely to hear. Yeah, I mean, we were very, I was really amazed, actually, at the response.
So I always think of you as a kind of barometer of what's going on in the nation, of the state of the nation. So when you sat down to write the songs about this album, it seems to me you had a lot to be angry about, a lot that you were upset about. Did you have a lot of things you wanted to get off your chest when you were writing at least the first part of the album?
Yes, I mean, completely. I mean, this is sort of the curse of the... The curse of the protest singer, I think, is that everything moves so fast and everything is sort of, at least in the years that I've been active as a kind of political songwriter, everything just kind of goes from bad to worse and worse and worse and worse. It's certainly, my last record was 2021, so it's sort of 3 years worth of kind of pent up political sort of rage and despair, I suppose. So there's a lot of things about Brexit in there. There's a lot of things about the kind of demonization of refugees and the kind of living standards and plummeting and cost of living sort of soaring at the same time as we're sort of being demanded to be ever more kind of patriotic and nationalistic. So there was a lot of kind of boiling over tensions, I suppose. I mean, when I was writing the record, I sort of was talking to my partner, my fiance, and I was saying, all I want to write at the moment is about how sort of angry I am and how terrible I think everything is, but I don't think anybody needs that album and I don't really want to put that into the world. And she's much wiser than me. She said, well, the thing you have to remember is that other people feel like that as well and they want to be reminded that they're not alone. So it's not It's not the most cheerful record I've ever written, but it certainly is one I think of you can't accuse me of not caring. I think it's pretty passionate.
And we should congratulate you on your engagement, that you are now engaged. So there's a bit of that coming through, isn't there? The love songs are in there as well.
Yeah, I mean, I was always joking on stage that I think you get emotional whiplash listening to the record as a whole, because it's either these furious, you know, rage-filled, depressed protest songs, or it's these kind of I've never been so happy love songs. So it's certainly a record of two halves.
What was it like having Frank Turner as the producer?
Oh, a dream, yeah. I mean, I love Frank. We go way back. I toured with him in 2019. And, you know, he was always absolutely lovely to me on tour, and I'm a huge fan of his music. And he was kind of the obvious choice for me, and I was delighted that he wanted to work with me on the record, because I think that his catalogue really exemplifies what I was shooting for with this album, which is kind of, you know, he's got a lot of folk influences in there, but he's got a lot of punk influences in there. And ultimately, you know, I think he's a real master of sort of creating something that feels quite melodic, even if it can be quite angry or quite, you know, even if the content is maybe not the happiest song in the world. I think he's a real master of sort of turning those sentiments into somehow these really hopeful, kind of big anthemic, joy-filled tracks. And he more than delivered. And he was just delightful to work with. I mean, I'm not a natural recorder. I find recording really hard, actually, and I hate the whole process. I said that to him at the beginning. I said, I'm not going to hide this from you. I hate recording. And I think, you know, in all the ways that I'd rather just do one take and sort of have it be done and almost never listen to it again. You know, he's sort of the opposite in the way that he's kind of very granular and really, I think he really enjoys the kind of nerdy side of recording and really kind of getting into the weeds and the real small minute details with it. So it was really wonderful to have him just kind of work his magic on it. And, you know, once I kind of got over the, I mean, it took me a really long time to send him the demos, because, I mean, he's like a good friend and, you know, has always been really lovely and generous to me. But I did kind of get in my head a bit about, like, I was like, God, it's Frank Turner, man. I can't send him these, like, you know, unfinished, stupid, pointless thoughts. And then I sent him the demos eventually, and he was just really gracious about it. And then I think really just elevated the whole record to way beyond what I hoped, to be honest. Yeah, he was great. He was a dream.
Well, it's a fantastic album, and congratulations on its success. What we're going to do now is play Start Again. Can you just tell us about that song and put it in context for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So the chorus of this, I wrote pretty much immediately after the 2019 election. Everybody that I know was pretty heartbroken at the result of the 2019 election. And I and lots and lots and lots of my friends had done a lot of campaigning for the Labour Party in 2019. And we're just really blindsided by the scale of the loss. And, you know, I found myself kind of really feeling very despondent and kind of not really knowing where to go, and I had this chorus that's all about kind of rebuilding and starting again, and I couldn't get anything to work with it. I couldn't find any verses, I couldn't find anything, just couldn't attach anything to it for years and years. And then it was about a year ago this time last year that I kind of stumbled on these verses, and I stumbled on this line, I saw another Albion, and I played it to my fiance, and she burst into tears, and I thought, oh, thank God, I finally got something to go with this song, and it ended up being the first single.
Grace, it's lovely to talk to you. Thanks ever so much. Here's Start Again.
When you lost that sea, when you're on your knees, and when all you see is the world just fall apart again, look for me, honey, there I'll be. Yeah, and piece by piece, I'll pick you right back up and start again. Pick you right back up and start again. I'll pick you right back up. I remember 17. For a minute there we cracked the screen, and light spilled in the in-between. From under that machine, for a minute there it could be seen, the people that we might have been. Crowds of everyone, a
thought I saw a world to come. I saw another Albion. But they came with their wrecking balls. And even as the darkness falls around the Union halls, the ghost of courage calls. That when you lost that sea, when you're on your knees, and when all you see is the world just fall apart again, look for me, honey, there I'll be. Yeah, and piece by piece I'll pick you right back up and start again. I'll pick you right back up. Do you remember at the start? Locked away and brought apart, fragile bodies, broken hearts. And finally we saw the balance sheets and credit scores. They didn't matter anymore. That all we have is flesh and bone. That we won't make it on our own. And we weren't meant to be alone. And even as this barren state tries to turn your fear to hate, blank pages of our history wait. It's not too late. Cause when you lost that sea, when you're on your knees, and when all you see is the world just fall apart again, look for me, honey, there I'll be. Yeah, and piece by piece I'll pick you right back up and start again. I'll pick you right back. Everyone, I thought I saw the world to come. I saw another Albion in the crowds of everyone. I thought I saw the world to come. I saw another Albion. And when you lost that sea, when you're on your knees, and when all you see is the world just fall apart again, look for me, honey, there.
Congratulations to Grace Petrie, number one in the official folk albums chart. And congratulations to all the other artists who stormed the chart this month. Don't forget the new episode of Folk on Foot featuring Jackie Oates with John Spires on the Thames Path at Wallingford. It's out on Friday, April the 19th. And if you like what we do, please become a member or buy us a coffee at folkonfoot.com/support us. Before you go, I just wanted to give you another podcast recommendation. When we're out walking, we love stopping to pay attention to the natural world around us. But in her wonderful podcast, the author, actor and social media personality Miranda Keeling takes it one step further, and she picks up on all the little details she sees around her. Here she is to tell you more.
Hi, my name is Miranda Keeling. I'm an author, actor, and observer of everyday life. I record all the strange and wonderful things that I notice in the world around me, and I love to get lost in the details. Until now, I've been writing down what I see and sharing those observations on Twitter. But in my new podcast, Stopping to Notice, I get to share those moments with you through sound. And thanks to binaural recording, you'll hear everything around me in exactly the same way that I do. In every short and lovingly crafted episode, I'll describe who and what I see, and together we can slow down and stop and notice some beautiful, surprising, maybe melancholy or simply ordinary things in this wonderful world around us. There'll be new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. You can follow Stopping to Notice for free now, wherever you get your podcasts, so that you'll never miss a journey. I hope you'll join me, like that duck just has. Goodbye for now.